DTY Mobile.
VHM radio check.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. And zero TR.
I just got bored and decided to swap radios in my car, so just make sure it's still working.
Nah, couldn't be any better, buddy. Sounds great. We just come in from working in the yard, and just sit down, and Bernice is fixing some lunch over here. Going to have some brats and new potatoes, I think it's called, isn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
And something like that. I was just looking at this guy's website on QRZ here. He's got a lot of pictures.
FCC finally updated my class to general, so now when somebody looks me up, they see I'm a general instead of a technician. That went into effect, I guess, last night.
Congratulations. That's good. I was looking at a guy in Uganda, 5 X-ray, 4 Echo, Apollo. I don't know if I worked him before or not. Boy, he's got a lot of pictures on there, pretty neat. And 4 WHM. See if it says anything on there. Just says general on there. Got a picture of some ugly guy up there in the corner of it, though. I don't know. Is that you?
Brother.
Your other brother, Bill? shoot. Yeah, I could say that over and over about me, I can tell you. Oh, shoot. Well, that's nice, Bill. I'm glad you got that under your belt. It's hard to pass that 13 words a minute, ain't it?
I was just having trouble with the 13 questions, much less trying to do Morse code 13 words.
Yeah, that's old school, Bill. Well, boy, it's sure been a beautiful day. And, I talked to N4IQ for a while this morning. And, just been enjoying the day. Went down and got the SD card out of the game camera, which I haven't gleaned that yet. Matter of fact, I haven't even been out and got the mail yet, Bill. That's what you get when you're retired, I guess.
I got my mail earlier today, and like I said, I 4 o'clock, just about, I had a meeting around from 2 to 3:30, and after I got done with it, I was ready to do something different and set up the computer. So I was staring at spare radio, and I said, "I'll just swap it out, play with it for a while."
Perfect. Q5. No problems. The radio put in wasn't that. QRP rig, was it, or would you swap it out with? What was your reasoning there?
No reason. It was what I put in, the TYT TH9800. I had my Bridgecom Anytone 578, both of them are dual band, receive, transmit, so I just thought I'd swap it out and see how it did for a while.
Fine business, no problem. Oh, well, looks like I had some deer visitors down there to the game camera. So, Bernice was saying something at the same time you was telling me that. Which one did you put in now that you're talking on, Bill?
The TYT TH9800 quad band.
Well, my. Have you got an antenna for quad band?
I just do the 2 meter and 70. So I never have seen much use in the 200 range, and I ain't sure what the other band is on this radio, tell you the truth. I'd have to look it up.
Bernice has asked me what time this it's a little more than a spike buck comes through, 1:15 in the morning, Bernice. Bill, usually they'll have 220 or 1.2 gigahertz on there or something. I don't know. I'm no expert on that, but I do know that from talking to guys in the past that those type of antennas are very pricey.
Got one. I'm running just a little Comet mag mount, 40-inch dual-band antenna right now on the car, mag mount. So it does all the talking I want to do.
I had a couple of them, and I sold one, and I had another one left here. I was talking to Bob about it a little while back. And I was going to keep it, but it's too tall for my carport. And he bought a new F-150, or, well, new to him. And I told him I might part with it if he needs it. And he's going to try it and see if it works out. And it's 31 inches. It's a Larson. And they were quite pricey back in those days. Jiminy, Bernice, look at this. Looking at the game camera, we got a big yellow cat. I don't think it's a bobcat. I'm sure it isn't. But it's down there by that log, Bill, back there behind the range. And it's just sitting there watching this possum eat. It's within 10 foot of that possum. I'm really surprised. That's a brave cat. And now he's all bristled up and standing down against another one back there.
Possum might give him his run for his money.
This is N0TR. That's, I'll bet that cat weighs 30 pounds. It's big. Now the possum's heading towards the cat, but he changed his mind. I think this cat's got a more bluff than he's got bite. Oh, that's a big old cat.
M4WHM. I'm going to change positions here real quick. I'll be right back. I'm going to get out of this car in the sunshine.
I don't blame you. It's 86 degrees out there, and we got one more day of it, and then fall comes. Okay, Bill, I'll be here unless Bernice puts the meal on, and in that case, I won't. Good to hear you. And I could sure hear you good last night. N4WHM, N0TR, 73.
You are, N4WHM.
N4WHM, N0TR, returning. Well, I just sent you a picture as I'm going through them here. I don't know how many I got, Bill. I'm on 123. There was four raccoons in that. And I forgot, Bernice had some leftover chicken and dumplings. So we now know raccoons, possums, and cats. Oops, here's a fox. Here's a fox, Mom. And they like chicken and dumplings.
I don't blame them. That sounds pretty good.
I can't. It's not a real good picture of the fox. I'd send it to you, but it's in infrared, so it's really not that pretty. That was at 5:43:15 a.m.
I got my phone now. Let me take a look at these pictures here. M4WHM.
N0TR. Well, Chad, how to set his trap line and trap line now to bait it with chicken and dumplings.
I didn't get a picture.
I sent them both. Hang on a second. We'll do this again. What have you got for the afternoon?
Just drilled some flower pots, some drain holes, and Jenna's wanting to repot a few plants, so I guess that's what we'll do. And
I've already got it done.
Oh, she's already done it. So
She got the pot replanted she wanted, and I got the holes drilled in other pots. So I don't know what the afternoon holds. Have to figure out what we want for dinner here in a minute.
Well, man, you're standing in the community. I'd take her out to the steakhouse.
Well, we got one steakhouse in town, but I got Diana's. So, and some, I got about a half a crack of Ritz crackers left, half a pack. That might do it.
She's just going to have to trade you in on a new one. I told Bernice when I got to my 40th birthday, being an electrician and all, that I was going out looking for 220s because I was already wired for 220. And you know what she said? Go ahead.
Yeah. I would, Janet said she wouldn't trade me in, so, and I wouldn't trade her in either. We just, two soulmates.
That's good. So are we, did you get, I sent that picture again, Bill.
And that's me.
So McGee. Two images at 4:07 p.m. That's only been 2 minutes.
I'll show up in a minute. You never can tell with cell phones.
And I'm sure because I sent Bob a picture there a minute ago. Wow, there's an old boy with a picture. It looks like a sturgeon. Well, I missed it. I don't know how big it was, but it was as long as he was tall. Look like a sturgeon.
Get to be pretty good size, that's for sure.
I don't know. I know there's, of course, a limit on the size of them, but I don't even know if you can keep those anymore. Wasn't that the year where caviar originated from? Was from sturgeon, but I may be way off on that. I have to ask Siri.
People eat caviar from sturgeon, but I don't know if that's where it originated. Never have thought to ask that question.
Tasted, and after seeing it, I never did have an urge to either. I thought it was Russian, but I don't know. Doesn't matter, it's out of my pay grade. Oh, goodness. I didn't think it'd get that hot today, Bill. 86 degrees and 89 degrees heat index. And it was okay. I took down the fans off the chicken pen, and I cleaned one. Bernie said halfway. And I took the other one apart, and she cleaned it, the little $20 breeze boxes. I have them on a timer. When it gets real hot in the summertime, it comes on, and I think we're about done with that for now, so we take them down and store them in the tin barn.
May have took them down a day too early if it's 86 degrees.
Those are out there, they're in the shade, and there's a slight breeze at 6 mile an hour from the north. And it's not that hot over there. But boy, you step out in this South Carolina sun and it is hot.
And that's Georgia sun too. Or it was. I'm in the shade now.
Oh, by the way, I seen a guy doing a POTA thing a while ago on QRZ. I thought one of them was from Georgia and one of them was from Iowa, anyways.
They're usually going all day. It's become a pretty hot hobby. If you go to POTA.app, you don't have to register. You can see all the people that are either hunting or chasing or transmitting. It's just POTA.app.
There's another cat come down there. He has a tail. It's not like that great big one, but it's a big one. They come out of the timber, so I don't know where they come from. But just as soon as it went by this raccoon, and I got a picture of him, and he's standing up on his hind legs looking to see where the cat went.
Yeah. They probably all went to the same party, and after that they come to get some late night snacks. What y'all put out there is probably like somebody going to the Waffle House.
Yeah, that's just about right. Oh, there's been quite a few deer, but only one big one. But there's some smaller bucks out there and several does. But I'm looking at one now. I don't hunt them anyways. I just like to see them. And I love to see that hawk. He's a pretty thing. But he was down there trying to get the chickens out of the pen the other day. I didn't like that. But since then, he just sits out there on the post and watches them. That's fine by me. Just as long as he stays away from the pen, let's send their OTR.
He'll figure out he can't get in that pen, that hawk will, and he'll find him a squirrel, or he'll leave him one, so he'll probably be all right. M4WHM.
This big bobcat, I call him a bobcat, but I really don't think he is. He come back. I have a bobcat down there, but only really seen him once. But I never seen a domestic cat quite this darn big. Well, did you see where John Deere's on strike now? 10,000 workers, that's all we need in the middle of all of this. This is Zero TR.
Seen that. I just pulled up the news to see what the headlines are.
Out off of Long Beach there, there's supposedly 1 million of those containers on the container ships. And I don't know, our esteemed leader is trying to do something about getting longshoremen. But I'm looking at them now, and they're just acres and acres and acres of containers. I don't know if that'll help this inland port out down here or not, but it's amazing. In Spearfish, South Dakota, a heavy snowstorm, and they're showing tractor trailers stalled on the side of the road, Bill.
Yes. I'm sitting here looking at an article. It says, Walgreens mistakenly injected 2 kids with COVID-19 vaccine instead of flu shot. So I'm sure that's going to be a mess for Walgreens.
Would be because I don't think they give the kids the same amount of dosage as they do an adult. So you just have to wait and see, as they say. But they're talking about approving it any day now. If it hasn't been, I don't keep up on it that much. But from 5 years old on up, the Pfizer anyways.
I didn't say the age of the kids. It just said that when they got home, they were both feeling sick and lethargic and called Walgreens, and that's when they figured out they had mixed up the vaccine somehow.
Well, that's pretty dumb. I mean, they just haven't come up with a vaccine for that yet, for stupid. My neighbor went down to get his at CVS the other day, and the old gal was ticked off because she was losing her job, the nurse. And it was her last day, and she tried to talk him out of getting his second shot.
It's crazy. Yeah, here down in the article, it was a 4 and a 5-year-old that got the mistaken shot, and they're being treated by a cardiologist and a couple other doctors because they've got tachycardia and elevated blood pressure. So looks like they're in the hospital.
Yeah, well, there's going to be some lawsuits there. You can bet on that. And Rightfully so. Somebody's going to answer for that. Wow. I mean, if you can read, you could give the right shot. And there's definitely, I would think, different ways of storing them in that. I don't know, Bill. It's out of my league. I'm no doctor. But that's a dirty shame. And God help the little ones is all I can say.
That's a pretty bad mix-up there. The reading here on the local news, Anderson, captain of police, got demoted after sending an explicit text message. So he's in trouble.
It's hard to survive in society today. Bill, you have a good day. Bernice has got mass consumables ready here, and say hello to the wife, and come visit us whenever you get a chance, and talk to you down the line, Bill. Just give me a text if you want to talk anywhere else, and we'll see if we can hook up in 4WHM in 0GR73.
Tom, y'all have a good dinner. Tell Bernice we said hello, and we'll get over there soon. And we'd look forward to talking in person. It's in 4WHM. I'll be clear.
HM in 0TR.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to correct my mistake. It was the first ever alligator gar caught in Kansas. It's huge, Bill. It's on WYFM4. They'll replay it probably at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Just thought you might want to see that, dude. I've seen some big gar, but that's a big one. And it's an alligator gar, and they weren't supposed to be in Kansas, I guess. 73, Bill, got to run in 0TR.
4, Tango Juliet, back mobile.